Let me say it's a joy to be here this morning. Wasn't it good last night? And I'm here to tell you he's the same God this morning as he was last night. I'm glad we're a people that's been chosen by the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he has already said he would move in our midst if we'd let him. Now when we come this morning, folks, it's according to what happened is what we'll let happen in our hearts and our lives. And so I'm going to just kind of get at it and give you a thought or two this morning and then get out of the way and let these big preachers get up here. I tell you, he's got some boys lined up this morning. When you call that roll off a while ago, I said, what in the world am I doing up here? And so, but it's good to see you folks. Been a year for a lot of you, but it's great to be back this morning and be in the house of God. Take your Bible and turn over in Ezra chapter 9 for the reading of the Word of God. 2 Chronicles, the book of Ezra. And if you miss it, you'll be over in the book of Nehemiah. So it's in between the 2 Chronicles and the book of Nehemiah. And if you'll turn there this morning for the reading of the Word of God. In verse number 7 of chapter 9 of the book of Ezra, the Bible said, since the day of our fathers have we been in great trespass unto this day, and our iniquities have we, our kings and our princes, been delivered unto the hands of the kings of the land to the captive and to the spoil and to the confused of faith as it is this day. Verse number 8, and now for a little space of grace has been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes and give us a little reviving in our bondage. I'd like to take verse 8 for just a few moments and speak to you on, I've just give you a little space of grace that I might revive you. If you look at the situation here, Israel's in a mess. Everybody says it's defeated, it's over with. But God tells Israel, it's not over with. I'm sending Ezra down to you. He's going to build the temple back, and I'm going to let Nehemiah come in and join him, and he's going to straighten the wall out and clean it up. And I'm glad he's the same God back in. He's the same God in our days. And why they got in that mess, if you look back in verse 1 of chapter 9, he said, now when these things were done, and the prince and came to me saying, the people of Israel and their prince and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the lands, do according to their abomination, even as the as the Canaanites. Now I want you to look right here. They opened their borders up and they let this outfit come in. And they got mingling with them and they got worshiping their idol gods and letting their kids and their sons worship those idol gods. And here's the seven different nationalities that moved in. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Persianites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorites. And buddy, they accepted them. They opened their doors. They let them bring their idol worship in. Was it not back in a certain president, Mr. Clinton, in our days, welcomed the Talibans in our country and said, we'll welcome your Allah God. And when they come in giving trouble, got in prison in our jails, we had to buy them their prayer cloth so they could pray to their idol God and paid for it out of our tax money. And our country today is in the same shape as it was back in them days. But one of the things preachers happening to us today, we're accepting defeat. Or thank God Isaiah didn't accept defeat. Nehemiah didn't accept defeat. They said we got a God that's on a throne. And Brother Ezra came in. Young preachers, young missionaries, I'm an old man. I'm way down the road. But I'm just here to encourage and tell you this morning, thank God. Do as old Ezra. Thank God he got a burden for his people. I'm telling you, he had a love in his heart for his people. He walked into Jerusalem and Judea and said, hey, he's the same God on the throne as always, always been. If you'll go back in chapter 3, he begins to lay the wall of the temple at this outfit and destroyed and torn down. And praise God, they dedicated it back to God. Old Ezra came in and said, hey, Ezra, I want to help you. I'm going to clean the case of the city up. Woo! Already feel a little shout coming on. Hey, friend, I want to tell you something. I see got a God disabled this morning. I'm an old man, but I like to give a punch at it every once in a while. Let this world know here's an old man that's walked down through the years. And when they said it couldn't be done, God's done it. Not me. Ezra here can't take one bit of the glory of what's happened now in Jerusalem and Judea. Thank God he's given it all unto the Lord. But I'm here to tell you this morning, young preachers, young missionaries, let God get in your heart. Let him place you somewhere out there. It might not look much on the start, but if you got a burden for that work and a love for that people, it's amazing what God can do. In spite of you. Oh, I'm here to tell you this morning, church, I'm telling you, one of the greatest times to build churches, one of the greatest times to start a mission work, one of the greatest times just to honor God in these days that we live in. Why? I'm telling you, Jesus came to those disciples in John 14, and he said to them, I go away. Let not your hearts be troubled. He said, I'm going to send you a comforter. And boys, catch this. He said, when I send the cover, he's a coming in my name. Hey, man, preacher, I got one living to me this morning, and his name is Jesus. Holy Comforter came, and he came in the name of Jesus, thank God. I'm here to tell you this morning, hey, we're on the winning side. No time to accept defeat. No time to slow up. Just get with it and go with God. And so we see it, Ezra, here in verse number 8 of Ezra chapter 9. He said, God, give us a little space of grace that he might revive us. Now, you might not agree with the president of our country, but he's done something no other's done. He stood the other day and didn't stutter when he said it. Jerusalem is Israel's headquarters. Amen. Amen. I don't know about his relationship with the Lord. When I went to vote, I wasn't voting a preacher in or a Sunday school teacher. I was voting a president in. Amen. And hey, he's done something no other's done. He's favored the churches that others wouldn't do it. And I believe God's given us a little space of grace to let us get a little work done just before he comes back to get the church out. Just extending a day of grace that others might get in these hours. And so we see here, old Ezra came in with a burden. He came in with a love. He came in with a compassion in his heart. And Nehemiah joined with him. And if you'll just turn over in chapter 3, old Nehemiah, after Israel had already got the temple started, came in chapter 3. And what did he do? He cleaned the gates of the city. He rebuilt them. And he restored them and set them back in order that Israel would not be in Judah, would not be in shame again as the word of God is brought into the house of God. I'm going to tell you something. There ain't nothing wrong with the word of God in the house of God. I was really shocked in our area this past Sundays a week ago. Two churches that's made marks in their communities. They voted in their service that we're going to have half gospel music and half temporary music. One of the men, main men, come to me and said, what do you think about that, preacher? I said, it don't work. He said, do what? I said, don't work. How you going to have old time preaching and have that foolish kind of singing? It don't get in your heart, it gets in your foot. And I said, them old hymns gets in your heart. And then it prepares you for the preaching of the word of God. He said, you don't see like we do. I said, you didn't ask me to see like you do. Ain't gonna see like you see. Old time singing, old time preaching. Stay with the old hymns of Zion. Just walk with God in these days. Out of all the gates, the first gate was a sheep gate. Oh, if you want to look at that and get your message, boy, get back in Genesis chapter 22, where Abraham took Isaac up on the mountain. Was going to offer him as a sacrifice. And you know what? God provided a lamb. Thank God that's the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the picture, the next gate, Sheol, is the fish gate. When Jesus in Matthew chapter 4 said, follow me and I'll make you as fishers of men. The next gate was the old gate. Just getting the old paths and walk therein. Now I'm telling you, when you get down to verse 26, we look at the water gate. That water gate didn't have to be rebuilt. They didn't repair that. It wasn't torn up. He said in Ephesians chapter 5, 26, be washed by the cleansing of the water by the word of God. Amen. I want to tell you what that water gate typifies, this blessed old book I hold. And you know, brother pastor, they didn't have to repair that. Didn't even have to redo it. And so we see here at Ezra and Nehemiah, with all of their excitement, we see that they said, hey, now we found the law of the word of God. We found the law of Moses. They said, bring it to us. And we see here in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse number 4, Ezra and the scribe stood upon a pulpit of wood which they had made for the purpose. I mean, glory to God. They got them a pulpit. They set it up above the people. And brother, they brought in a copy of the word of God. I'm here to tell you this morning, what's going to take care of all America is still preaching this book, fellas. Hey, you say, I can't preach it like I used to. They just won't have it. Do it anyway, whether they take it or don't, amen. I'm here to tell you, the word will pierce the heart. It'll cut it coming in the groin. And I'm here to tell you this morning, glory to God, it still works. It worked in my dad's day. It works in my day. And it'll work in your day. Woo, preacher. Thank God for the word this morning. What a God we serve. And so we see here, they brought the law of the word of God in verse number 6. And Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. And all the people answered, amen, amen. And lifted up their hands and worshiped the Lord with their face toward the ground. I'm here to tell you this morning, old time worship, see it way, makes a mark. It'll get in the hearts and the lives of those that don't even want it. And friend, it's amazing how you worship in the real truths of the word of God. It'll help your neighbors. It helped in their day. You know where they did it? They got out in the midst of the street. And from mid-morning to mid-evening, old Ezra took the law of the word of God. And he expounded on it. And he read in their hearing. They just lifted their hands. They just bowed their head and said, amen. Amen. No doubt they started to say, glory to God, hallelujah. I'm here to tell you this morning, that's what most churches is needing in these days. I'm telling you, just a real move of God in them. You say, how are they going to get it? When the man of God in the pulpit gets a little fire in his soul and get a little short of the God he's preaching about until it gets burning so that he can't obtain himself. I'm here to tell you this morning, if I can't love my preaching and get excited about my preaching, you ain't going to get excited about it. Been doing it now, Brother Smith, 51 years. And I ain't changed one bit. You're seen in my young days. I can about jump this book board. Ain't about to try it now. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, I'm glad I had excitement in my soul then, and it ain't gone today. Can't do it like I used to. Lord, I like to get a little punch at it once in a while. Just to let them know he's still God in my heart. Still God in my soul. So what was it? He said, I'm going to give you a little space of grace that I might revive you in these latter days. Preachers, I believe God is give us a president and open us a door and letting us know that he's still God. I believe he's just for coming again. And he's wanting you and I to get excited, get stirred, and get back to the old time way. Oh, now I'll come to a close with this. Thank God old Paul, when he finished his book in 2 Timothy and the last verse, he said it was the grace of God all the way. And what was Paul talking about? He was talking about a grace that saved him, a grace that brought him out of a life of sin, brought him from a life of destruction and on his way to hell. I'm here to tell you, that little space of grace, he'll still get in the hearts of old sinners today. Woo! You'll save them. You'll straighten them out. You say, God can't straighten him out of her. Hey, you don't know my God. I've seen him do it now, down through the years. I've seen him do it in my dad's day. I never shall forget when my dad carried us up face of the Blue Ridge Mountain, moved us out of the city of Elkin. And his brothers and his sisters came. He said, Woodrow, don't do that. He said, that section you're going in, there ain't nothing but bootleggers. And they just fight, dance, and carry on up there. He said, that's a mean outfit. My daddy said, all I know, God told me to go up there and start a church. And I'm going to take my kids, and we're going up there and introduce them to God. My dad went up there and on Saturday night before his first Sunday morning in the building he built up. Just down a quarter mile from the church, they had a dance down there. A crowd from Sparta came over. Nip and Wilkes County boys got into it, liked to kill each other. I'm telling you, my dad mounted that pulpit on Sunday morning and said, that crowd don't get saved, it's going to hell. You fellas are making liquor up here, keeps making liquor, and their blood's going to be on your hands in hell. And they're going to scream in your ears. And boy, my daddy got turned loose that Sunday morning. And you know what happened with Sunday week? Half of that crowd was in dad's church. They'd already heard about the old man of God. And brother, honestly, my dad won every one of them to God. I seen them walk the aisle and get saved. That night, them Jennings boys took an old banjo, knocked the head off of it. Them seven boys out of Sparta, and his two brothers bring them out of the house. He'd knock them in the head, and they'd pass out. Laid them out in the yard. Had all seven of them laid out in the yard. One of them Jennings boys was a preacher. One of them was a deacon, another was a Sunday school teacher, saved under my dad's work. And then you think you're going to tell me today it don't work? The grace of God still works. But if you look over in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the last verse, well, Peter said, grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know what he's saying? I just want to tell you, your troubles and your heartaches, he'll help you. Young preachers, young missionaries, all of us preachers, hey, we're gonna face some problems. Everybody ain't going to like us. You can't make them like you, but you can pray for them and love them. You can show a compassion to them. Let me say to you today, I'm glad the grace that Ezra was talking to us about it, God would revive us. Is a grace that'll help you through all of your problems, your nightmares, and your sorrows. Mother, Dad, you might have a boy or girl out yonder in the ditch of this world, but I'm glad the grace of God knows where they're at. And as long as there's breath, there's hope. Don't give up. Don't slow up. Just stay with God. And then over in the book of Revelation, the last chapter and the last two verses, old John tells us about a place called heaven. God letting him see some things about heaven. He closed out and he said, come quickly, Lord Jesus, thy grace be with thee. what I'm here to tell you this morning, church. What are you saying, preacher? I'm just waiting on the grace of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I might have to go by the way of the grave, but I might even be made up in the rapture. Thank God. Whatever way it goes, fellas, he's got a plan for that. For our deceased, and how we prepare them, how we're to plant them, how we're to wait for the day of the resurrection. Thank God, God's got a beautiful plan if I have to go by the way of the grave. Woo! Old John's got seeing some things. He said, Lord, just let me come home in your grace. You know what he did? Let him go home in grace. I come to a close of this. My grandmother was shot. Told me about the grace of God when I was a little toe-headed boy. Didn't even know what was going on. When they came and got my mother and dad, we didn't have telephones back then. Said, Woodrow, you need to come. Your mother's about to make the crossing. Dad loaded us up and we all went to grandmother's house. Got there, the neighbors had come in. They'd been helping them with my grandmother. Didn't have rest homes back then, but you had neighbors that'd help you. They wouldn't let me go in the house. I stood out on the front porch looking at a little window into the bedroom where grandmother laid. They told my dad and said she's not spoke above a whisper in 2 days. Dad put his mouth down to her ear and said, Mom, your preacher boy's here. I'm with you now. Everything's going to be all right. And she motioned for him. Dad put his ear down to her and she whispered to my dad's ear. Said, Woodrow, would you and Preacher Michael sing Amazing Grace for me? And spoke above a whisper. Daddy said, Brother Bruin, you think we can do it? And he said, yeah, we'll give it a try. And Daddy tucked the lead of that and started singing. Bruin joined in and helped him. And they got down through that, and some of them was kind of questioning what was going on. But when they got down to that last verse, we've been there 10,000 years, bright, shining as a sun. I'll no less days to sing God's praise when he first begun. My grandmother sung that verse all the way through. They came out of the kitchen. They came out of the living room. They said, who's that angel a singing? It was my grandmother. You say, preacher, what was happening? When she closed that verse out, took lead on it, had that little hand trying to praise God, it fell across her chest. And my daddy said, she's gone. I know where grandmother's at this morning. Grandmother, by his grace, I'll see you one day. Amen.